Several hundred prisoners were transferred late last year to the South Carolina prison where 7 inmates were killed and 22 others injured this week in a riot. An attorney suing the state prisons agency says officials knew they were concentrating violent gang members at the Lee Correctional Institution in Bishopville. Authorities are still probing how the riot started, but State Corrections Director Brian Sterling says the fight didn't start in the dorm where those inmates were housed and said the inmates killed were not part of the transfer. He says the transferred prisoners only interacted with each other and would have only mixed with other inmates a few at a time during work or other programs. On Monday, Sterling said it appears that gang battles over money and territory were behind the rioting, and that inmates communicating with contraband cell phones helped stir up the trouble. A civil rights organization is accusing Sterling and other prison officials of using cell phones as a scapegoat for the riot. The local chapter of the National Action Network is calling for an FBI investigation into the incident and for the prison's warden to resign. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
Elder James Johnson, director of the South Carolina chapter of the National Action Network, says cell phones, some given to prisoners by guards, are not a new issue in prison. He says a lack of funding and a shortage of guards is what made the prison ripe for a riot.
We are not going to allow them to change the narrative about cell phones. The state of South Carolina refused to fund it. Adequate security there.
Johnson says prisoners have a constitutional right to be protected, and he blames the warden for not having enough guards in place when the riot happened.
He didn't do a good enough job to protect those people's life. He needs to step down.
More than 1,500 prisoners are incarcerated at the Lee County Prison. According to the Post and Courier newspaper, 1 in 5 positions there is vacant, and that's been the case over the past 5 years. Monday, State Prison Director Brian Sterling said they had 44 guards on duty when the riot broke out. That's double the amount they usually have due to overlapping shifts. But he says it was not enough to safely go into the dorms until SWAT teams and other reinforcements arrived. That took 3 hours. Johnson found that troubling.
That tells me that they didn't have a plan in action to stop it. When they went into the prison, the body was already piled up. People were already dead.
Prison advocates and others have called for the state legislature to approve more funds to increase prison guard salaries to help recruit and retain more of them. State lawmakers have raised salaries for corrections officers, but they still average in the low 30s. Statewide, 20 South Carolina prisoners have been killed by fellow inmates over the past 16 months. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.
In North Carolina, staffing shortages are also a problem in the state's prisons. North Carolina Prisons Director Kenneth Lassiter says about 17% of positions in the state's prisons are vacant. A Justice Department report said a staffing shortage at Pasquotank Correctional Institution in Elizabeth City helped contribute to an attack there that resulted in the deaths of 4 prison employees. Lassiter also says inmates possessing contraband like cell phones and drugs are a problem they're trying to get a better handle on. A Charlotte Observer investigation found at least 8 prison guards at Lanesboro Correctional Institution in Anson County had brought in drugs and cell phones for years. On WFAE's Charlotte Talks today, Lassiter said the system is taking steps to try to prevent that.
One of the things we did begin to do is pet for search entering our prisons, and so that facilitated us actually touching staff and them actually being searched as they come to and from work. So we're doing everything we can to prevent any effort of contraband entering the facility. That percentage of staff that will introduce contraband is very minute compared to how other ways it can get inside a facility.
Lassiter says some people, quote, come in this profession that have no business here. He adds prison officials are developing better ways to weed out prison employees who engage in criminal activities.